needed to train, how much protein, carbohydrates, and so on that I needed to eat, and how many hours I needed to sleep. Nights on the town and cream buns were not part of my program, but I never found this to be laborious. There was never anything I wanted enough that I would be willing to compromise my dancing. The control I gained over my body, I must admit, was intoxicating enough itself. When I could feel the strength in my muscles that allowed me to effortlessly spring and glide through the air and spin and twirl on stage like a perfect snowflake, I was at my happiest. I defied gravity like I served a higher purpose. I put one foot in front of the other and gracefully danced my way up from the ballet corps, landing among the soloists. There was nothing that was too tough for me and nothing that could throw me off balance. Until that heat wave of a summer when the ballet company took part in an exchange program and we had a visiting ballet master from New York, who was in charge of selecting the soloist for our autumn performance. This meant that even though we didn't have any aircon, fans, or any other means to cool down the overheated ballet studios, we went through auditions so that he could select the best dancers. Typically, I have nothing against auditions at all, but I find myself being irritated at this very prestigious man from New York. Perhaps it was just due to the heat, but seriously, how hard could it be to choose someone? Why did it need to take such a long time? It was impossible to read any reaction on his face. He just asked us to dance again and again and again. Frequently, I forgot all about any competition or my ambitions as soon as I started to dance. In that way, it had nothing to do with my career, but being at one with the music and the steps and surrendering myself to the art of dance. This time, it was different. The ballet was a modern adaptation of La Sylphide, where the female and male roles have been swapped around, and I thought it was silly in a way. At the same time, though, I had never wanted a part so passionately in my life. I won't pretend that I've not been jealous. Now and then, when a different soloist lands a role I've been dreaming of. For me, jealousy just never lasts that long. The heat and my irritation made me unusually stubborn, and for the first time since I was quite young, I felt a prevailing nervousness and apprehension when it was my turn to dance. The heat crept in under my clothes and curled itself around my body, so my sweat streamed out. The other dancers also covered in large sweat patches, and the heat made my head jittery. Our tight practice pants clung to our legs. In a way, I had the urge to give it all in, but at the same time, I had the drive to get the role no matter what. Finally, the ballet master thanked us and told us to take a break. We dropped down to the floor, leaned against the walls, and rested on the bars with our towels stretching.
"I shall dance the male part myself," he said, raising himself from the mats on which he was sitting.
"What an arsehole!" I thought, and could see that the other dancers thought the same. Now he has made us leap and jump for days on end, let our sweat drain us dry, and now it turns out that none of us will be good enough for this fine gentleman from New York. If he could dance the whole ballet himself, he probably would. He didn't seem to notice the unsatisfaction that greeted him from the eyes of all the dancers repeated infinitely in the mirrors, and he continued with the same expressionless face.
"I haven't decided on the female part yet. We'll have to take a few more run-throughs."
It must have been a joke. How could he possibly see us dance anymore? What was it he is so uncertain of?
"Just to test the energy between us," he added.
I just thought that I certainly would like to show him some energy when he looked at me.
"I would like to begin with you, Anya."
My heart skipped a beat, and I couldn't figure out if it were because I was happy or angry. I felt like this role was written for me, and that I must have it. But at the same time, I was so irritated and unsure of myself, and I had never felt like that before in an audition.
"The rest of you can go home. Go take a cold shower," he said, and for the first time, the trace of a wry smile could be seen forming on his lips. "Is it always this hot in the summer here?"
That small instance of humanity shining through him lightened the mood, and it was like I forgave him instantly for the dance hell that he had just dragged us through for absolutely no reason whatsoever. The dancers disappeared out of the dance studio, taking with them their small talk and nonsense. The door closed behind the last dancer, and quietness lay over the studio, just as thick and heavy as the heat. I closed my eyes and sank to the floor, concentrating on my breathing, and I tried to shake the irritation. It was all about dancing and nothing else. Then he snapped his fingers.